Welcome back to a fresh new edition of Podfathers. You know what else is fresh? Milk. If you want some milk, I would chug it down because, my friends, it has enough vitamin D to make your bones strong and enough B vitamins to give you a little bit of energy. Milk is a good source of high-quality protein. It's natural. You can dump it on your cereal. You can dump it on your chest. You can dump it anywhere you want because it's natural, my friends. Go check out milklife.com. Keep those hashtags coming of love what's real. We like posting those on our Instagram. It's a great time. It's great for the whole family, just like a big old glass of tall, wonderful white milk. Let's go with the show.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
First Podfathers after a long break. Clem, what did you do on your break? Did you do anything exciting?
Yes, I went. So, first of all, the kids are off from daycare now. So, my life is a living hell right now. I'm just going to be straight up honest with it like I always am with you guys. AJ is just a fucking banshee and he screeches anytime you look at him. But we are going to be having tubes put in his ears. And we were damn near popping champagne when we found out our kid has so many ear infections that he needs tubes because it might make him less of an asshole. So I am.
Yeah, pretty, your ears hurt, dude. The ears are like the soul of the head.
Yeah. And they say, like, you know, the soul of the head. I like that. if any ear people want to start advertising,
like a poor man's eyes.
Yeah, like that. This is a guy who's you know how much Chaps painstakingly researches his headphones. That is the line of an audiophile right there. So we had that, and on the 4th, we can't make plans because, let's be honest, no one wants to bring a shitty little kid anywhere, and that's exactly what AJ is. And our friend, the Large family, invited us out to their lake. Large calls it a lake. It's a country club. Don't call it a lake, Large, and try to sound normal like the rest of us. Put your wealth on the line. You invite us to your very nice country club, and the two families, the two pod families, met up, and it was a lovely, lovely time.
And I'll tell you what, Clem is full of shit. His kid, AJ, is a lovely kid. He's just a regular kid who gets a little bit, bothered at times. We were out there, it was 90 degrees. We're grilling outside all day. The Grove is nice and cool, but out by the pool, we have a couple of pools, and the baby pool was a little bit more shady. The other pool, the sun was out there. It gets a little bit, everyone gets a little bit annoyed, but we had Mrs. Clem, we had St. Anne, we had the two kids, my daughter and Clem's daughter had paired off. Mine's 9, his daughter is 4. Stunning young girl, Clem's daughter is.
Easy, Large. Easy.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying because you're no walk in the park. a stunning young girl, and we had a great time. We did a nice little cooking. Put the kielbasa on the burger.
Yes.
Chapsy. We do the burger instead of like putting like Taylor ham or any other pork product. Bacon obviously is the most popular. Canadian bacon. I've even seen like pulled pork on a burger. People like to add the burger, the beef with the pork. I grilled up some kielbasa. I got some good lines on it. And I put that on top of the cheeseburgers. It's very good. You'd love it. Yeah,
that sounds wonderful. Yeah, honestly,
I wish
nervous. I would have got an invite.
Yeah, you're too busy.
I told you, your family. I want to meet your family, Chaps. So you could stay in Texas.
Can I mention too that I said, Clem, your daughter is going to be no bother at all because Bridget has almost like a maternal babysitting feel to her. She's going to have her in the pool. The pool is a walk-in pool. The second kiddie pool is a walk-in pool, and I think at the deepest end, it's like 2 foot, 3 foot five or something
three
like
five,
that.
3 5, yep.
And so Bridget watched Sienna all day. Best of friends, right? They were eating together, the whole deal. And I said, Uncle Clem's going to throw you a 20 at the end of the day. Uncle Clem, and at the end, and Clem's like, yeah, definitely will. End of the day, ass and elbows out of there, no fucking 20. Stiffed my daughter.
Gonna ask you, I thought he was going to ask you to borrow 20 bucks.
No, totally fucking stiffed her. So, you know, Clem's got this nice guy type thing, this nice feel. Like, I liken it to somebody who's a kid who goes on Twitter and sees, O.J. Simpson is trending. Let me hit on his Twitter page. And like, oh, what a charming young man. Like, everything. I'm letting people behind the curtain. Clem rips off. He's kind of guy who goes to, like, maybe lemonade stands, has two, says, let me go to my car and get some money, and then fucking beats off. Wow. Literally and figuratively. Jesus off. Yeah, yeah. And, so same thing.
Was a Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah, exactly. So he took off.
So here's the 20. The only reason I didn't pay the 20 is because I forgot. And because Finn was trying to shake me down for a 20 on his own. He goes, hey, Clem, can I get a 20 if I play with AJ for a couple minutes? And I go, Finn. And Finn is you. Finn is really Finn, you. He has like the little, he does the little joke. Like, and you say under your breath, wait, did you just say that, Finn? Yeah. And he even gives you the little nod. It's the pattern. So give this to Bridget.
Okay. Tell Finn to go fuck himself.
Tell Finn to go fuck himself for sure. So that is for her. Worth every single penny. I mean, that comes out to like, you know, $2 an hour by the entire day we were there. And getting your kid out of your hair is priceless. So,
But when we do get everybody up, Chapsy, when you come up with the whole crew, I think that would be a good location to get everybody. Like, jump in, do some lake and stuff, lake swimming, and maybe paddle boarding, all that shit.
Yeah, we would love to do it. I don't know when we're going to come up. I mean, just traveling with my brood is just a pain in the ass to actually go up there. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, we made big time announcement this week of where we're going to be doing our next family vacation. We already know. Okay. I think that's one of my favorite things about coming back from vacation is we decide where we're going to go next year. And that process of looking through places, so much fun. Next year, we're doing a week in Alaska. It's going to be wonderful.
A week in Alaska.
Yeah.
Cool. And now, what do you?
He doesn't want to fly to New York, but he's going to Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, on the way back from Hawaii, going to Alaska. And then he said, thanks for the invite.
Thanks for the invite
to come to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. No, Franklin Lakes, you can't get there from here. San Antonio, you can't get to Franklin Lakes. Yeah, we went to fucking there. Yeah. Okay. I'll throw out the empty invites from now on just to get the nose.
I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll show up one day. Probably not. I was trying to think about when you guys were running your mouths about what you did and how much fun you had about what I actually did for 4th of July. I don't remember. I think we went to Six Flags or something like that. We went to Six Flags a couple times. Last week I played so much golf. It's the most golf I've ever played. I played in the 7 days that we were off. I think I played 5 rounds.
That's big.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great.
How'd you hit them?
I'm hitting them pretty good. Like, not as well as I would like to after playing so much. Like, I'm getting progressively worse, which isn't ideal. But I think I might actually break down and have a little bit of a lesson. I might go get a golf lesson, which would be very fancy, I feel like.
Are you stunned on everyone with that green bag back there?
Yeah, I got that. That's my Father's Day present. I haven't got it loaded up at the old club yet. But it's a 1980s women's bag that is green and white polka dot, which I really like. Because every bag that you go out to a club, every black bag is like black or gray. And I'm just tired of that shit. I'm not a black or gray guy. No, I like a little bit of brightness in my life.
The seldom times I actually do travel and I'm at the airport and then my bag is black like everyone else's. I'm like, I am such an asshole. You got to get something a little chapsy in your life to kind of stick out from the rest of the people. So that's actually a good call. Actually, a big announcement in the Casa de Clem these days. Sienna started kinder camp, little kindergarten camp, and it's for the entire month of June, which has essentially sapped all our travel plans during the week, which kind of sucks. But again, AJ's a terror, so we're not going to do anything. And let me tell you, fellas, we dropped her off on day one, and it was an appetizer, what's coming in September, and it fucking gutted us. It gutted me, and it gutted wifey pretty fucking bad. There were some tears formed. I don't think they'll fall until September. But she was like, it's not even us. It's like knowing she's now, you know, kind of part of the school system and she's gone. And like, I finally realized.
And not a baby.
Yeah.
She's not a baby.
The daycare days, like, I will never drop her off at daycare again. And as much as I hated it on a daily basis, like, it's over with. And she has now started. And now the clock begins of when she no longer wants to, you know, hang out with me, play with me, be seen with me. And then, like, you know, she starts going with boys and stuff like that. So it was a fucking, it was not a fun day. Monday morning, Monday afternoon was awesome because she wasn't around, but it was a tough Monday morning. And they're so nervous too, you know.
Are you going big time backpack shopping?
She actually did ask for a new backpack, and she just looked at the first thing she saw on the Kohl's catalog. I'm like, you fucking idiot. You never just go on the Kohl's catalog. You got to go something a little more high class than it was.
Are you dadding her up and teaching her up? You can't let her do that. Like, get the first one that's there.
Oh, of course not. No, she like I was like, yeah, yeah, we'll get it, honey. And then it's like, no, don't worry. Like, we're going to get you the good shit. She will be nothing will touch that girl's hands other than JanSport when she's older. Five star notebooks. We're Uncle Lard is going to take her out for back to school shopping come August. Right.
A bridge. Yeah, yeah. Bridge take her out. I mean, honestly,
fuck,
God,
I can't. Another $20. Yeah, I can't another just keep shedding 20s on you. Man. And
she'll know which ones. Bridget, I think there was the ones where the sequins, you would touch the sequins. And if you rub them, then there's a different something, like color on the other side, and maybe even a different design. I don't know if those are still in, but then there's the Galaxy backpacks now, which looks like they're, you know, outer space scenes on it. So those were hot. So you got to stay, current. And Bridget has her finger on the pulse of what's good.
I was gonna ask because I need Santa to like I was never popular. I was friends with popular kids, but I was never anywhere near popular.
$20 and you're set.
And my kid's life, she's on the fast track to the cool kids. That's sold. That's all I need to hear.
Do you guys ever look at the new stuff that comes out and wish that you were a kid again? Like, so you can get some of the new shit?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like, the coolest one I ever had was, it was made out of jeans. Like, this backpack that was made out of jeans. And I thought it was, like, the coolest shit ever. I was like, get it because jeans are supposed to be pants, but they're actually a backpack.
Oh, my God. We've seen a couple of people who wore those to the WCW ones, like, when they come by. It's
speaking
like,
of WCW, yeah. We
jeans backpack WCW and Little Debbie's. That's fucking Chaps. I know your whole childhood. I basically can fucking.
You can see the Salvation Army where he got that backpack.
Yeah, holy shit! Enjoy Alaska. What the
speaking
fuck?
Of WCW, we went down. Kate and I went down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, where Rough and Rowdy is going to be. And if you haven't heard, Large is going to be participating in Rough and Rowdy as well. It's going to be Zero Block 30. It's going to be taking over the radio. It's going to be at Max Speed Shop in Fayetteville. It's going to be a great, great time. Kate and I went down and did some interviews, and we interviewed this Bubba named Trailer Park. And Trailer Park is one of the fighters that's going to be fighting people who are talking shit about the military. Mm-hmm. He just wants to stick up for folks. He told us about his 12-year career at a grocery store called Food Lion down there and how his like buying into buying into their workers' program there, he was able to afford his first trailer that he actually owns. And he was telling us about his lifestyle. And I was like, I said, did you enjoy WWF growing up? And this was in front of his trailer. And he was like, I was more of a WCW guy. And immediately, like, I looked to the camera and I just heard like the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme start to play.
Yeah. Enjoy your fucking company, my man.
The guy named Trailer Park finally broke the news.
I'm a big Trailer Park guy because he has six kids and he rattled off their names like Antonio Cromartie. And he just went through all the kids that he had, all their names. And he's like, you know what? A lot of people would say their daddy's a loser. I'm going to show them that I'm a winner on July 19th. And I was like, I hope you do. I'm trying to get a Trailer Park shirt that I can wear for the live show there.
So we're all going to be at Vietnam, just kind of hanging out and drinking and interviewing guys and the whole deal. It's going to be a time, right? It seems like it's one of those things where you guys took it over. It's your Rough and Rowdy, right? Zero Block 30 is kind of doing all the nuts and bolts for it. And I'm just hoping I can slide in and do a little bit of announcing and be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to do the weigh-ins, which I think will be great. I mean, if the characters that we interviewed are any indication of what the whole squad is going to look like down there, my God. I mean, some of these people were – I'm just like, how are these human beings that function in a society?
I was going to say, like, I feel it's hard to like top the original West Virginia crowd, you know, but I feel like other than like non-West Virginia, which is like its own country, basically, this might be the craziest group of people that ever be in a Rough and Rowdy. And by the way, no, I hate to throw the C word around so liberally. Captain Cons is a coward for not fighting in this fight and representing the armed forces. Like if someone's talking shit about the army. Why isn't Captain Cons in our challenge podcast would say he could do every challenge, he'd be the greatest challenge guy of all time. How is he not getting in the ring and fucking boxing for the America?
Well, to be fair, I didn't want to either because we have concussions. Like both of us have lots of concussions documented. So we would rather let people talk shit and still be able to chew solid foods. I think that's like the...
You're not a coward, he is. We'll just agree on that. What about Kate? Concussions?
I don't know if Kate does, but I think Kate would. I think eventually, because she likes Rough and Rowdy so much, I could see Kate going fisticuffs. But honestly, she's a smoker, and she put some beat downs on her own body as a Marine too. She might be pretty fragile. I mean, she fell and broke her elbow just getting out of the shower in Chicago.
That is a good point.
Our Marine days are far behind us.
Large, you're going to be on the play-by-play?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the play-by-play with Dan and Robbie. And so Caleb and Rowan will be doing their shtick. And that's it. So I'm looking forward to it. It's the first one that I'm going to be a part of. And I'm looking to tear it up down in Fayetteville.
It should be a good time. Good time. Another way to have a good time is with Roman Swipes. If you want your penis to get hard, use Roman Swipes. They're a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting and don't require a prescription. Roman can ship you swipes in a discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. Swipes are great. They will not transfer to your partner, and you can last long without worrying. They're super easy to use. Just use swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. When you go to GetRoman.com/podfathers, you can use your first month of swipes for just $5. And when you choose a monthly plan, you can use the link GetRoman.com/podfathers. That's GetRoman.com/podfathers. Clem, let's get into a story, because I feel like for a long time, our biggest MO on the show was talking about names. I think yes. We are the name experts on this show. We stumbled across this story. Clem, why don't you explain to the people what the story is?
Yeah, so this was found by you, Chapsy. It was from the Reddit, which I am always amazed by Reddit, like the subreddit, like what they're about, like explain like I'm five and shit like that. This one's tell me if I'm the asshole, which I just I have to subscribe to that one. Shout out to the Barstool Sports Reddit. You guys usually take care of us pretty well in there. But this one's from the tell me if I'm an asshole. My husband and I are expecting our first child in about 3 months. We've been so busy with other things that we haven't actually had a serious talk about names until last month. Our relationship has taken a serious nosedive since. We're either giving each other the silent treatment or arguing. There is no in between. We have never had such opposite tastes on anything until this. And I think anyone who has named a kid knows there can be some battles. Mm-hmm. I am a name snob. I fully admit it. No matter how much people say it doesn't matter, a name does affect people's perception, especially first impressions. I want to give my baby a name that he can carry into adulthood without shame. Blah, blah, blah. All right. The husband's top picks.
They're so fucking rich. She is a little bit verbose, so like I'm trying to skim down to it because I was getting frustrated. I want to read them too, but these are fucking doozies, man. Yeah.
So these are the husband's top picks.
Ranger? Let's go one by one. All right. Let's do one by one. First up, Ranger.
Ranger.
Like Texas Ranger.
Yeah. New York Ranger. That might be the best of all the names that he.
That's the only one that I think is even reasonable.
I agree. I think that this is probably the best of the names. So we know that's the fucking price deck here.
Yep.
That's where we're working from. Ranger is the best of the rest of them.
If the other names were covered, I'd be like, oh, Ranger's a problem. But yeah. I'm actually like, oh no, you can sell me on Ranger.
Okay. Yeah, Range. What's up, Range? Go ahead.
I think Ranger is a great name until you're 28. Then when you start introducing yourself as Ranger, it's just really fucked up. Right. I mean, imagine being 61 years old and like, hey, I'm Ranger. Like, no, you're not. You're fucking Harold. That's like
The only way that works is if you're at a rough and rowdy, like, oh, Ranger's fighting now. Like that kind of, I could see a Ranger fighting, a trailer park.
If you're a pro athlete, you can get away with it. Like Colt McCoy. Like he can always be Colt McCoy because he's Colt McCoy. But a normal dude named Colt at 43 years old, that's a strange name. Because Colt is a baby horse.
So says the dictionary.
Right. Yeah. And then I guess you could, if you played hockey and your name was Ranger, that's a problem. If you work for a national park and your name was Ranger, that's a problem. Like there's a whole bunch of little curveballs that could happen to you, right?
Yeah.
So next
up, what's the next one?
We have Ryder. Ryder with a Y, too.
Yeah.
So you're.
Like the Ryder Cup. That's out. I'll be the first. I'll rebuke it, right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And it's going to be a boy.
Yes, Ranger, this is a boy. Yeah. Yep. Flash. This is where we've taken a nosedive up a cliff.
Fucking Flash, man.
Then we have Six with two X's.
Like Nikki Six from Motley Crue, who, by the way, ran out of heroin once, and so he mainlined Jack Daniels into his fucking arm. That's what Nikki Six did. And then fucking drove himself to the hospital with a fucking needle still in his arm. And so Six, S-I-X-X. Keep going.
Hell of a namesake. However, the next namesake might be just as crazy. Baratheon. As King Robert Baratheon, the drunken king from Game of Thrones. Or it could be his brother Stannis, who burned his kid at the stake. Spoiler alert. Or Renly, who was a good guy. He preferred the other, a different company. Baratheon.
I just imagine meeting somebody named Baratheon and knowing that I automatically don't like them. Yeah. You're going to walk into relationships in your life and like, hey, what's your name? Like, oh, I'm Mike. I'm Steve. I'm Baratheon. Fuck you.
Yeah. But I guess you'd be you, like, dude. I'm Barry.
Yeah, you got to pivot to Barry immediately. Barry.
And Barry's not a great name.
No.
No.
Barry.
Barry's an actual terrible name.
It's a great show. Like, I started great watching athletes. It, so I'm not willing to rebuke it because I actually like the new show. But Barry, Larry, and Gary have always been Carrie, Mary, any of those done. So
do you think Barry Sanders would have smiled more if his name was like Mike?
Flash.
Yeah.
In four, your six. Personal life, is there anyone that you respect named Barry?
I think the only Barry that I know that I call, I don't even call him Barry, is my lung doctor.
You have a lung doctor?
Yeah, I have asthma. It's not a huge deal. right?
Well, yeah. Saying lung doctor is like you have lung cancer. You have a fucking sinus guy.
Yeah. No, like,
this guy gives you your inhaler.
A pulmonologist?
Yeah, he's a pulmonologist. I couldn't get that word. But his name is Barry. Doctor. I think it's Barry Sackowitz. And that sounds like a pulmonologist. So it makes that sense. So Barry Sackowitz gets a pass, but every other Barry can go eat a dick. Can we agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But every Baratheon can eat a dick too. So he's
the only
kind of
Barry to have his head on my chest. You want to use that too. The night is young.
All right. Ender.
Oh,
nope.
That's a Ender. Yeah. I don't think we have a last name here either, right? Like that's a base. Like I could see that as like a baseball player's name, like Endy Chavez or Ender Inciardi. Like
yeah, or I'm not saying, but like gay porn, right? Like if I was a gay guy, I'd be an end. Yes. I think it's actually a word, right? You're either a topper or an ender. So there it is.
And then Trapper.
Trapper John MD.
I'm okay with that being a guy who just committed to go to Alaska for a vacation. I'm okay with Trapper as a name.
And then
he's a keeper.
She says he wants to team the names up. Like it's like Six Baratheon would be the kid's name. So the
Six Baratheon and then so yeah, their Smith. Names is McGillicuddy, right? So it's Six Baratheon McGillicuddy or Ranger Rider McGillicuddy or Flash Ender or Ender Trapper McGillicuddy. He wants to fucking combine these horrific names. And she's like, I like Adam. She says, Jack, James, yeah. Michael, Charles, Kenneth, Thomas. And he's like, no, I'm out on all those. Baratheon, Ender, Trapper, Rider, Six, Rager.
Well, she's so fed up with it that she says at the end of the note that she's ready to leave the dude. She's like, I'm willing to go to every single legal aspect that I can. I'm not sure if the mother has more naming rights, but I'll kick the husband out of the room in order to not name him something insane like this, which I think you got to do to protect your kid. That's just a mama bear protecting her little cubs.
Yeah. Or you just say, oh, we'll name it your name, but we'll call him something else. Because it was exactly what my wife did. I was like, I want him to be Anthony after my dad and my grandpa. And she said, okay, but we'll just call him AJ. And the kid's going to be AJ the rest of his life. Your wife will win this every single time out.
But I think, and Annie was kind of knocked out from a C-section. They were like, what's the name? And I was like, whoa, I can say anything, you know what I mean? Like she's kind of like looking for an ice chip, you know what I mean? And she's essentially eviscerated on a table. Like it was the last thing on her mind. So I think I was like, Finnegan James. And then I wasn't sure, like if that's the one that we had and if that was the final answer, like, you know, in Jeopardy or whatever. So the husband might have that to where it's like, all right, listen, I'm getting a C-section. I'm going to be drugged up, but we are going with John Thomas. And stuff. And the guy's like, absolutely, honey, I love you. And then all of a sudden the baby comes out and like, what is it? And he's like, oh, it's Ender Trapper. And then she wakes up and gets the birth certificate. It's EJ or ET.
I'm just glad that Clem wasn't there whenever AJ was born and he was in big time Game of Thrones and his wife was out because he'd be like, oh, the baby's name is Grey Worm. I want to go.
Chop his dick off.
Oh, man.
I think, like, if you get to the point, though, like, you probably should have never married this person. Like, if someone wants to name their kid Baratheon in six, like, there was definitely warning signs in the dating, the courting phase, into the marriage phase. You have to know that, you know, you're not probably want to have a kid with this person because they're a little fucking crazy, no?
I think that the husband, yeah. First off, and I'm not calling bullshit at all on the young lady who sent this in, and we always appreciate whatever they send in, but I think the husband is actually playing chess while she's playing checkers. So he doesn't like Adam, Jack, James, or Michael, but he does probably like Forrest or something that's a little bit more. So he's shooting for the stars to land in the clouds, and this kid's going to wind up being, I don't know, Jesse. Like something kind of just off the periphery a little bit. Like, I can't think of what it is, but he's going to wind up getting something above Adam, Jack, and James.
Colton.
By asking for. Yeah, so he's probably going to have a chip or something like that. Chipper.
All right, let's take your Notre Dame knowledge of being a good Catholic boy and put it to use. You have to name somebody, not one of the Gospels, but it has to be a biblical name. What are you going with?
Esau.
Ooh, that's a good one. Clem?
What's that?
That's a good one. I like Esau. Esau should come back. Clem, what's yours?
Lot. Jesus. I have no idea. I don't know like what these parameters are, so I'll go.
With having your kids party in the middle of the food court, it should probably be Job.
Did you just biblically burn me right there,
he just biblically pwned you. I believe that's what the kids say.
Mine would be Malachi or Habakkuk.
Malachi is a sick name.
We talked about religion on the air today and had people calling up because obviously Patty's not going to heaven because he's homosexual and all this stuff. Right. And we found out that Zaza's a Christian, not a Catholic, and the church he goes to in Africa was Salvation Army, which sounds weird. It sounds like you got baptized in IKEA, but there's really a Salvation Army that does sort of like, I don't know, whatever kind of religious work. But some guy called up and said, remember erections used to get in mass? And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, I remember them. Like when you were in school, all of a sudden, like sitting behind somebody and then you kneel down the person in front of you. And I had one a couple of years ago because a CNBC, somebody who hosts in CNBC was sitting in front of me in mass and she was wearing like tight jeans and she got me too. So it's still around. So that's something I like to mention when we mentioned Christianity for some reason.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did.
Chaps, have you ever had an erection in mass?
Oh my God! Well, I was a Baptist boy, so of course, whenever you wear those really thin trousers and they just start rubbing up against you in the right way,
yeah,
like you don't know what's going on, and it's so uncomfortable to get just a boner out of nowhere where you have to just kind of like move it around, and then you're like, oh, I'm touching it. This is cool. And it's just a real slippery slope.
Yeah. And I don't know why, like it brought up his memory, but I've dry humped more fucking pews, like just kind of sitting up after when you have to stand up in order to like kind of get underneath your waist. I'll talk about this all day, to be quite honest with you, so we'll move on to the next topic.
I was going to say, man, I was in public school. I went to church. I went to CCD a couple times, and then I got my confirmation and I was out.
I'm getting some blood flow right now.
If you want to step it up from a pew, you can go to one of the furnitures that from Joybird.
Yes.
Because they are wonderful. They have all the different kinds of sectionals, love seat, and the hottest red, inviting coral, even a bubblegum pink. If you could dream about it, Joybird can make it a reality. I actually have it right here behind me. There's one.
It's lovely. Here.
It is very nice. Yeah.
It's very nice, and I enjoy it. And I actually have the one that is a sofa couch option, which is great. You might want to get one of those too. And you can use our promo code because if you're looking for new furniture, let's say because your cat pissed all over your couch, you can get a new one and you can have a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't like it, from Joybird, you'll get a full refund. It's hassle-free in-home delivery. And they'll even remove all the packaging details, which I imagine is super important when you live in a place like New York because you don't have like the big dumpsters or anything like that. You just got to throw it on the street. Mm-hmm. Them getting rid of it would be ideal for sure. If you want to get this deal, which is awesome, go to joybird.com/podfathers and receive an exclusive offer of 25% off your first order by using the promo code podfathers. Again, that's joybird.com/podfathers. And you're going to get exclusive 25% off your first order by using the promo code podfathers.
Chapsy, can I get that URL and promo code one more time, but with your pastor voice, since we're in the Christianity part of the show?
Oh, from the farthest point in this auditorium, do you need a couch today, sir? Is it you? Raise your hand if you need a couch. I see that hand. Go to joybird.com/podfathers and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the promo code podfathers.
Was good. Yeah. Give us a natural.
That was as good as my erection story.
Wow, that was ugly.
I'm looking at it all now. Right. This take coffee tape, they got a lot of nice stuff on Joybird. I'm
gonna take they a look do. At
it. Yeah, 25%.
Very good, nice very comfortable, too. And it's easy. Nice. Make sure you go to joybird.com/podfathers. Did you guys watch the U.S. Women's National Team? Did you watch the World Cup?
Did not.
I did, and I watched it with my daughter. And let me tell you, it was special. Chaps.
Delightful.
Yes.
It was absolutely delightful. We came home, watched it all together. We had like a little bit of a viewing party here in the house. And normally when we're watching sports, it's just me. Maybe McCartney will come in and sit for a few minutes. Wifey doesn't really care. My older daughter doesn't really care about sports, but McCartney will watch it a little bit just because she's liking to start playing and I can like teach her little things while we're watching it together.
And a viral star. Say it. I know you're thinking it. He's a viral sports star.
She's a viral star. So whenever we were watching it together, and as soon as Rapinoe hit the free kick for the goal, the entire house like erupted into one big cheer. And I'm like looking around, seeing the look on both my daughter's face, like, yes. And my wife is super into it. I'm super into it. The dog is like, what the fuck is going on? Everybody's freaking out. It was, I would say it's a top three sporting experience of my life, just watching it with my daughters. It was awesome.
Sienna doesn't really, she's not the only sport she's played has been soccer. And when I showed her the thing, and I think she was a little confused that girls were playing on TV, because whenever I'm watching TV, I guess I'm a sexist pig that I watch men's professional sports instead of women's. But she actually dug it. And then like we just keep winning and we beat the shit out of everyone every game. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, this is fun, because kids like winning even more than adults. So and then when they get the trophy and all the celebrations and stuff, and I showed Alex Morgan taught her how to twerk, it was a very nice bonding experience. So, it's kind of like the story I shared about the Avengers, when it's like, you can do this, you know, you can be an athlete, you can make it on TV and have people debate about gender gap, pay gaps and all that kind of stuff. So it was a lovely moment in the Costa de Colón.
I just didn't watch it. I don't know. It was never in front of a TV for it for some reason, and it was a mess with an erection the whole time.
So we went from that moment of elation from watching that to then that night we watched Wonder together, and I texted you guys right away. I don't know if you all have seen Wonder, if you're listening. Wonder, I think it's on Amazon Prime, is where it's streaming for free, essentially. That show, I think I cried movie. Three, maybe four times. Yeah, that movie. I cried three, maybe four times watching it. Did you watch it, Clem, after we talked about it?
I did, after you offered me your Amazon password to watch
it. That was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. And I truly meant it. I used my parents' Amazon address, just like I used their Netflix.
But he's talking about it like he had like a bootleg of the Avengers. It's Wonder. Like, honestly, you buy it for $2 in the street. It's a niche market. But I watched the preview. And I was like, no way. I wouldn't be able to get through that. Like, he had the spaceman helmet on, and then he
took. And I had whenever we started watching it, I had zero frame of reference for what it was about at all. And I'm thinking, oh, badass, this kid loves science and shit like that. And, you know, it's like the Billy Madison whenever he takes the helmet off and you're just like, goo, like where. I was thinking, yikes, man. And then I knew he was going to get bullied. I just knew it. And it broke me down, like the parents' reaction of wanting to protect their kids. Even though, like, we're fortunate to have our kids be very healthy, you can place yourself in that position of other parents who aren't as fortunate, who don't have that. And you're just like, God, man, I can't even imagine what these parents go through.
Yeah, so for people that know, it's kind of like, I never saw Elephant Boy, but I think it's similar to that. The kid's born with he has some issues during birth, and he just has like a disfigured face and a shitload of surgeries as a youngster. And even like, I don't know if it's the opening scene or one of the first scenes, but when he's born, and like the doctors look at each other and like the terrified look on their face, and they like leave the room with the baby, and they're like, what's wrong? And the mom and the dad are freaking out. Who is it? Owen Wilson and Julia Roberts. I didn't realize that was the cast we were dealing
right.
with. Top notch.
Did you just call it the movie Elephant Man, Elephant Boy?
Elephant Man, Elephant Boy, whatever. He's the Elephant Boy. I thought it was
the prequel. Like,
All right, you keep your erection to yourself right now.
I'm not a young animal.
Crazy fuck. But when you see their like hearts drop and you're just like, shit, man, like we were lucky, you know, the two kids that we had, everyone came out, you know, with no problems at all. And then it's a fucked up movie, though, because the kid does get bullied, obviously. My nephew saw it and they show it in school. And I think that's a good way to go.
That's good. Yeah.
Cause it kind of like when kids are going to be assholes, there's going to be bullies. I almost think, I don't know if bullies are necessary to like the ecosystem of school, but it feels like it's like almost a part of just growing up, and whether it should be or not is another question. But I do think like a lot of times people bully and they don't realize like how much they're fucking just like ripping a person's soul apart and is scarring them for life. And I do think like it should almost be like a required like reading or movie for like, it's like Mice and Men and Wonder. Throw that in the fucking curriculum.
I agree.
I wind up that I get very teary eyed for a lot of stuff. I was driving in today and I put on like ESPN, like the talk radio type thing. And today's Jimmy Valvano Day. Or when they do their big push for the cancer society thing. I think it's around the Emmys, the ESPYs rather, and they give out all those packages and everyone bids for them and blah, blah, blah. We do similar thing here for dogs. So Jimmy Valvano's speech came on as I was coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel. So there's always a little bit of a backlog there as you're getting out because of a bottleneck. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to Jimmy Valvano's speech, which we've all heard a bunch of times. And it's early in the morning. It was like 6:10 or something. And I start to get teary-eyed in my fucking car. Cancer can take my body, can't take my heart or my soul or my mind. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and there's a guy in a delivery truck and he's fucking crying. And I know that he's listening to ESPN radio and stuff like that. So he looks at me and I look at him and he did one of these. I'm like, you know what? And then I took off just fucking crying. Like it's so many things now hit me right in the feels. I don't think it's age. I think it's because I'm a parent. I think that if I was still my age but without kids, but now that I have kids, I get very emotional about everything. So wonder.
And it makes me like look back at some of the jokes that I've made. Like I think one of the worst jokes I've ever made on Twitter and the worst I've ever felt about a joke that I made there was some animal that had albinism and I made a joke about albinism, and a parent with a daughter who had albinism slid into my DMs and he was like, I want you to know, like, this is my daughter. She has albinism and she's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's smart. And I sat there on my couch just like staring at the DM like, fuck, man. Like they need some dickhead like me piling on. And I recently did it again. Like I put my, not like the same style of joke, but there was a woman who I follow on Twitter who was asking for pun names for an acapella group. And I wrote, you should do the cleft palette, like CLEF instead of cleft palette. And another dad like slid in like, this is my son, he has a cleft palate. And I was like, fuck, man, I can't believe I did that again. And you just feel bad about jokes that you make and like, where's the line of punching down? Like, you just don't need to do that kind of shit.
Oh, this is my boyfriend, he has butthole eyes. It's not a very nice thing to say about him.
Well, Crohn's disease, as a fellow sufferer of diarrhea, I feel like I get a slide on that one. A little bit of a pass.
you've been on the record saying you look like a raccoon, so it's like, you know, you're not,
you can't be mad at me about that.
I wrote a blog about a guy I rode an elevator with, and he had a milky eye. One of his eyes didn't have any color in it, and so when I was
this was in Take a Report days,
yeah, and I said, I just wrote a real benign blog about what happens when that. What do you do when that happens? You give both eyes equal time. Do you concentrate on the one good eye? Do you look like, I didn't know exactly. And I asked the question just like that and wound up being something that poked more fun at it than I intended when I wrote it. Like inadvertently, the way that you write it just makes it kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And it was in Citigroup's building. And so he essentially worked with me. But Citigroup has millions of employees. And I get a DM, not a DM, a Bloomberg later on. It just said coward. And it was from the building. Like he was at 290 Greenwich with me, 390 Greenwich rather. And I was like, fuck. Like you don't think about it like that, because a lot of people read Take a Report in Citigroup back then. A lot of people worked with him. And he obviously has a milky eye. And he was obviously taking the fucking elevator with me. It's just a stupid mistake. And I felt terrible about that too for that fucking guy. So, you know, you never know. And then obviously sometimes you write about a girl
But I mean, that really came full circle when he started, when his eyes started to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Love what's real.
Love what's real in your eyes. And you know what the eyes are? Poor man's ears.
Yeah. Very, very true. Very true. I think that's about it. Let's go into a little bit of milk and cookies.
Speaking
what
of
do
milk.
We got, Clem?
All right. So kind of going back to the relationship with me and Sienna, Robbie, my boy Robbie, hit me up the other day and said, hey, you want to do some Spider-Man podcast? And I said, all right, let's do it. So I said, let's just get out of the house. And it was a very last minute thing. We drove to the movie theater, had about a half hour wiggle room to get in and see the movie. Got out of the car with her. And Sienna, the reason I kind of went dark on Marvel movies for about 4 years, because I was in the new parent fog and didn't have time to see it in the theater. Whenever I'd watch it at home, I was chasing her. And I kind of just missed all the Marvel movies for a while there, including the two Guardians, which are two of my favorites. And now she's become my Marvel buddy. So we went to Spider-Man together. The girl was over the moon excited for it. We get there, and it says sold out on the door, and the girl, the face she made and the sound she made, like, it's something I never want to hear again. It's like I basically bought her a puppy and then killed it in front of her. Oh, it was shit. Fucking awful. So then I just scramble, and this is at, you know, 7 o'clock at night, and I'm like, well, there's another movie theater 15 minutes away that has another the movie playing again. We get there, line is as far as you can see, and it was like, well, if this place is sold out, I'm now going to drive another half hour to the next, and I'm going to basically be chasing this movie the rest of the night.
You couldn't buy your tickets online?
These were two smaller movie theaters, so I couldn't buy them online. The third place I was going to obviously buy online. But we ended up getting into the movie. We absolutely loved it, both of us. And kind of going back to the kindergarten story I told earlier, like, there will be a time she doesn't want to see the movies with me. We saw this movie. She absolutely loved it. Three different times during the movie, she just leaned over and just kissed me on the forearm. And
oh,
it was,
nice.
It was like every fucking, like, that entire night of chaos and panic of thinking I was going to ruin the night for her, like, made it all worth it. So That was my milk and cookies moment. The girl is so damn sweet, and I'm gonna miss her once she stops caring about me.
You are gonna be a fucking puddle first day of school. It's gonna be. I mean, talk about Wonder bringing an idea or Jimmy Valvano. It's gonna crush you.
She's gonna probably ask me to wear a space helmet to the kindergarten too. Like, hey, Dad, you know, I've seen your eyes lately.
Yeah, I'll lend you mine.
The toughest part of kindergarten is whenever they put their stuff in the little cubby. They put their thing down and they sit in the little tiny chairs and they look up and they're like, bye, Dad. And you're just like, fuck, man. Like, holding their little hand while they walk into the school. It's just so sad. I know. You're just like, this is it. This is it. And McCartney's at the age now where she's putting herself to bed on Monday through Friday. And then we put her to bed on the weekends. Like, walk her up there. But she's finally at that stage where it's time for her to go by herself. It's crazy. Where are we at on kitten watch for you, Clem?
We are at hard no still to this very day.
Attaboy.
Large is working on me online. He actually gave me a compliment the other day saying he'd love to see me with a small pet or child. But AJ is a fucking small pet right now.
He had his kid. I'm barging in. I don't give a fuck. He had his kid at the pool, chaps, a 3-foot pool. Had, you know, the two hands and the kid's walking himself. And then Clem decided to do something with one of his hands because he's Italian, so apparently talk. And so when he let the kid's other hand go, boom, right underwater as he's still talking to us. And his wife, Annie, myself, and Mrs. Clem are sitting on the side of the pool. Clem's talking to us, holding the kid by one hand while his whole fucking head is underwater. And he doesn't even notice as he's talking. So we're all like, Clem, Clem, Clem. And essentially it was a Nirvana album cover for about 2 or 3 seconds. All the kid is there on his fucking own. So that's maybe you can hold off on the cat, right?
Yeah. But in Clem's defense, that's a good, like, fight or flight technique to build in a young one. Like, you can't just, yes, your dad's not going to be there forever.
Yep. Exactly. Sooner rather than later, maybe.
Yeah. All right, fellas, good talking to you. We'll see everybody next week.